This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So some of your comments coming in from the last segment on should your boss want you to work hard? Is overworking an employee an excuse? Are employees not working hard enough? A few comments we've gotten is one of you thinks that Elon Musk is psychotic and wouldn't do anything he says. You would quit Twitter if you worked for them. Another one said the boss makes the money. They should work hard. And this is a very interesting concept, which is something we do need to talk about. One reason why some employees have been fighting back with the hard work mentality is they're not getting anything out of it. If they don't see that they're getting anything out of it, and, you know, the people at the top are getting richer and richer and richer, it does, you know, bode for a very unhappy employer relationships, and I get that. And then one of you said he's absolutely right. You know, he's leading the team, he's showing how it's done, and he's working hard himself. So I'm not there at Twitter. I haven't really been following much, but I do know that he does work. I do know that he works hard. I know that he knows how to make successful companies. I mean, was he the one that did PayPal and then Tesla? So he does have a record. I don't know how many companies he's built. Oh, and then the whole flight, the whole SpaceX thing. I don't know how many failures he's had. You know, like if I talk about I have a best-selling book, one of my books that's really doing well is my medical Spanish book and the fantasy football book. But and my Generation Alpha book has done a lot of sales. But do I, you know, tell you about all the books I've done? You know, then and you know, or any of the one book I don't even sell. I did because I wanted students to be published, so I made a book with them on pathogens, but I didn't even try to sell it because it's just small. I didn't want, you know, it's good. It's a good book. It just wasn't anything that I wanted, to promote, per se. I just wanted them to be authored and publish a book. But, I mean, I don't tell you guys all about my failures. I tell you a lot about them. You know, I mean, Dirk. Right? Remember Dirk? Beta Dirk. So, you know, I will tell you about my failures, but for the most part, we don't always hear. I mean, I don't hear about, you know, which business dealings Biden busted on or Trump busted on. So we don't always hear about that. But Musk said that, told his employees that if you are sure that you want to be a part of the new Twitter, please click yes on the link below. And then there was an online form. Any employee who has not clicked on it by 5 p.m. will get 3 months severance, which is kind of cool, by the way, because a lot of these companies that are closing up with the inflation, they're, you know, giving only 2 weeks severance. So to get 3 months severance is kind of nice. But the email subject line was a fork in the road. And he laid off a bunch of his staff, and he wants the staff that he does have to work hard. Now, I could see why some of the remaining staff is like, well, wait a second. Okay, now I'm going to be doing the work of two or three people. Not cool. You know, how is he going to rate this on, he wants only exceptional performance will constitute a passing grade. I mean, that's a pretty intimidating thing to say. But you also can't necessarily say in a memo, you know, do what you can. You know, try to make it to 5 p.m. on a Friday. That doesn't work. I often recommend to individuals if they don't work a tip job, because tip jobs do provide incentive, because the more clients you see or the more tables you wait on, the more your tips are. The better your service, the better the tips. So if you're not in a tip job, I do think commission additional to the wage helps bonus structures. I talk about this all the time. There are many ways to incentivize employees. Now, I've come up with employees, like what I used to do for my staff that would just kind of be like, you know, hanging out on their phones when we had work to do, because it's really hard, you know, to patient satisfaction. You have to be 100%. You can't blow off a mammogram or whatever. So when I saw staff that was blowing it off, and we're already paying them well, really hard to incentivize, because if they don't really care about a person that could have cancer and we miss it because they're not doing their job, they really shouldn't be working in a medical office. But some things that we would do is, hey, guys, if we, you know, hit 100 patients, you know, this week, everybody gets a bonus. Or if we, collected the copays and collected what we were supposed to, and we hit a certain amount, there'll be, you know, a percentage for the billers or whatever. So there are incentives you could do. I didn't really do that a lot because nobody was paying with Obamacare. Everybody had high deductibles. So I didn't want our employees to think they were failing because they didn't hit, I didn't even make any crossroads or any goalposts in that respect, because Obamacare just made a mess out of any doctor being able to collect or be able to keep their lights on unless they went corporate. So, you know, I think you do, though, need to set an example. I was there before the staff most days, and I would leave after the staff. If I did have to leave early because of the kids, I would apologize, going, look, guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to get in here early, and I'll, you know, whatever. I would answer the phones. I would help file. I would do everything they did. And that was just something I was just born to. I didn't want to give them a job that I wouldn't do. There was a code brown, and there was poo-poo somewhere. I would clean it, too. I wouldn't give them a job. You know, after a pap smear, I'd clean up the tray. I would throw away my sharps. I don't leave stuff for other people. And maybe it's because as a girl student, you had to do a lot of cleanup. You know, and you saw what the nurses were going through, and I'm like, I'm going to sit here and help you guys with that. But I really felt it important that people saw that I was doing the same job and that I was, you know, I didn't just hire staff to do stuff. I was going to do my own. If I had to mop something, I'd mop something. If I had to autoclave something, I'd autoclave it. I would do it as well as them, or I would do it in addition to my other duties. So they knew that no duty in that office was beneath anybody in that office. So, I do think the leaders should show that they're working hard. I just don't know if in this day and age you could get people to, you know, work long hours. I think that's not part of the work culture anymore. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks for you to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you listen to our show live and call in. Some of you listen delayed. If you do listen delayed, we still have the answer line, and we will play your question on the next live segment. So let's go to our answer line and see what we got. Oh, I can't hear. Oh, maybe not. All right. Oh, no worries. So, yeah, anytime you guys want to call in, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALLY. But for those of you that listen delayed, we do have an answer line, and here we go.
Yes, hi, I'm driving in my car. My name is Ruth. I think that your program is absolutely amazing. You're the first radio broadcast I've ever heard talk about home births, The other subject I think that you should have a talk about is attachment and secure attachment versus insecure attachment, because virtually everything happens in early brain development, including, which is the source of all emotional regulation, everything from diabetes and people getting early issues of health issues to ADHD, all of it starts with an attachment to the mother. And I love your show, but it would be wonderful if you talked more, because nobody should be having a baby until they understand how they're creating a human being the first year of life. Thank you so much.
So that it's a great point you bring up. And actually, this not only for having a baby, but even in a relationship. You know, I'm actually glad you brought this up, because so many people are in love with who they're dating. They're in love with who they're with. But do they have a bond? Are they attached to them? Do they have a bond? There's a big difference. Same thing with a baby. You could love your kid. But how many of us were loved by parents who didn't seem to look like they did? They would beat us with the belt, call us names, act like we were in their way. Yet they love us. They worry about us. So there is a difference between love and attachment and bonding. Basically, a secure attachment is when that attachment is secure. It's between two people. It just can't be you. If the baby or your partner is trying to love you back, you accept that as well. And it's a bond. For those of you that, you know your chemistry and organic chemistry and your inorganic chemistry and the bonds and the covalent bonds and the triple bonds and the double bonds, those bonds, you know, they're stronger. And it relies on factors from both sides opposite the bonds. An insecure attachment is when we miss the mark. Maybe we love our baby, but we put them in harm's way. We're not, you know, we neglect them. Or we love them conditionally and not unconditionally. There's a lot of people that grow up in families where they feel they cannot tell their parents that they're gay. And so there may be love in that family, but there's not a bond. So these are things that are kind of important. You know, we do have a lot of individuals getting pregnant, giving birth, thinking that the family, the kid, is going to save the marriage. Usually doesn't. Having a kid could strain the marriage. A lot of couples will stay together to have a baby. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a strong bond between the parents. You got to kind of work together. It has to be a two-way street. And, you know, babies can then feel less attached if they feel like they're a pawn. If they feel in a divorce, they're bartered. And it's we need to be very, very careful with that. And I don't think we have enough pre-marital counseling, pre-pregnancy counseling. You guys know what it is to have a baby. Oh, yeah. You know, our friend, gets pregnant. She had a big bridal shower. They had a big reveal party. And then everybody comes over, and there's a nanny, and there's it's expensive to have a nanny. I mean, you know, how do you do with no sleep? Well, I think it's okay. The baby will sleep. Not in the beginning. And then when the kid is older, you don't sleep because you're worried about them. Your kids are out. I worry. Now your sleep, you won't have the same sleep. You won't have the same body. You understand that. And you cannot be blaming your child for your new body or your new boobs. Or, you know, many men will be resentful of the baby. They don't want to admit it, but they are, because they were the love of their lady's life and now, or the partner's life, and now it's all about the baby. And they feel, I've had a lot of friends talk to me about that, saying, look, I love the baby and all that, but she doesn't even notice me anymore. I'm just there for chores. And it's just all about the baby, all about the baby. And I love the baby too. But am I wrong to kind of feel like I'm a ghost in my house? No, you're not wrong. It happens. I did it to my husband. I didn't mean to. I wanted to make him feel special. I still showed him love. But man, you know, I have a practice, a medical practice. I have a job. I have family issues, family stress. And then on top of that, now I have a baby. And then I have to give that baby a brother. You know, my husband's peanut butter and jelly sandwich is going to take a back, you know, seat to all that. So it's something that I think a lot of people need to be aware of. Same thing with work. You know, people will go into their jobs thinking that they're going to have the best boss or they're going to have a jerk boss because they watch a sitcom. And they think, okay, well, they could, you know, ask for a raise or they could ask for, you know, we watch TV and we think that's the way it's going to be. And no, TV, it's fake. It's a story. It's written by writers going, you know what, that'd be a good twist. That'd be a fantastic twist. And so I don't think a lot of people even know how to do a job. We're talking about this whole Elon Musk thing with employees and, you know, a boss wanting their employees to work when they're on the clock and to not do a half-assed job is not a brand spanking new concept. If that boss is going to be spending money, and for me, you know, having a small clinic or small business, you know, I didn't want them to work their tail to the bones, but I sure didn't want to pay for them to sit around on their phones. That's costing money. That's taking money away from my family. So, you know, you do want there to be output. You want there to be productivity. So I think people go in thinking, no, you know, the boss is you know, the bad guy. He has to pay me just for showing up. No, that's going to change fast. Maybe Elon Musk is the only employer that's going to do that, but I have 100 other employers that are going to do that too. And say, look, you can't just stand there. If you're not being productive, I'm going to get somebody else. And there are people that want to work. We have a lot of migrants coming from other countries saying, I'll take the job. I'll work. Well, they have fantastic work ethic. Some of them coming over the border might be cartel. Some of them might be criminals. We got to figure out our border fast because it's a mess right now. But we do have a lot of people now coming into the country so they'll say they will work. My father and his family. They worked when they came to this country and they became citizens and took the test and became and got their citizenship and learned the language. What did they do? They worked and then they paid taxes. My father worked until the day he died. He died when he was 62, but he wasn't going to, you know, he knew Social Security couldn't cover it. So, our attitudes are different. So attachment. Good concept. Thank you for calling in. Our babies pick up cues from us. Our partners pick up cues from us. Our bosses pick up cues. Our coworkers pick up cues. You need to be aware that you're giving off cues. You need to be aware that you also have to put into the relationship. One thing about baby attachment is we've had babies that staff would think had died. And the moms go, can I just hold the baby just before you take the baby away? And then the baby wakes up. Mama holding a baby that everybody thought had died with no heart rate, no pulse, wakes up because they were attached to mama. The mama attachment is so huge. Parental attachment. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in New York are warning of extreme weather in the Buffalo area and urging residents to take the winter storm seriously. The commissioner of the Erie County Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services and the National Weather Service noted some areas could still get up to 4 feet of snow when the storm wraps up. As the storm hammers the area, this man shares his priorities with Fox News.
Just keeping her driveway clean and taking care of the cats.
On Friday, the United States Forest Service arrived in Washington, D.C. with the 2022 Capitol Christmas tree. This tree comes from Pisgah National Forest in North Carolina. The tree's decorations will include over 7,500 handmade ornaments. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is interesting. A first drug of its kind can delay the later stages of type 1 diabetes by 3 years and is being hailed as a seismic shift in the fight for type 1 diabetes. FDA has approved the drug telplizumab for patients 8 years old and above. This watershed moment is using a drug when it ends in MAB, monoclonal antibody, it has to do with the immune system. And it tells the immune system to quit messing with the pancreas. The pancreas has beta islet cells that make insulin. These cells sometimes get attacked by people's immune system. I also think viruses can attack it as well, and other things. So they have come up with something that could possibly, especially if you have a high genetic probability for it, slow down a type 1 diabetic's lack of pancreas ability to make insulin. As I've told you before, insulin is a hormone, and it acts like a key to a door, in a way. So when you have sugar in your blood system, think of your blood vessels as like a hallway. The sugar needs to get from the hallway into the door, into the room. And it has to get through the door, and in order to get through the door, it needs a key. That's kind of what insulin is. Insulin gets the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, or the hallway into the room. When you don't have insulin, the sugar just stays in the bloodstream, stays in the hallway, gets sticky, hangs out in the walls, clogs the hallways, clogs the arteries, causes blood vessels to burst. The body needs to neutralize it and tries to bring in more water, which is why you get very thirsty. And these little blood vessels can only take so much, so people lose their blood vessels in their eyes. When everything's all sticky and there's so many people in the hallway, can't really get stuff done. So when there's an infection, it's pretty hard to fight an infection. Not to mention fungus and bacteria love sugar. So we have got to get the sugar into the cells. And if you don't have insulin, we've been giving you insulin. But this is a way to help you make the proper amount of insulin that you need to. This is fantastic. So I'm reading about this in Daily Mail. So the UK is still assessing it, but we've already gotten it approved in the US. It is sold as T-Zealed, and it's an immunotherapy by attacking the root cause of type 1 diabetes as opposed to just the symptoms. The drug tells the body to not attack the pancreatic cells, which produce insulin. Protecting these cells can help buy people more time in the early stages. Now, I mean, can it, you know, help you forever? Can it prevent diabetes? Well, it's still going to take some time. This isn't an easy drug to take. It is a daily infusion that lasts up to an hour. You take it for 2 weeks. And it is supposed to stave off more serious symptoms at stage 3. Stage 3 is when the pancreas no longer makes insulin, and so people have to inject it. So it's not like, okay, you know what, diabetes is in the family, I have a baby, I don't want that baby to have diabetes, so I'm going to give the baby this injection. We're not there yet. So it's an autoimmune condition when somebody's immune response decides to fight their own pancreas. And this is why when you have pancreatic cancer, we can't just necessarily like take out the pancreas. We could take out maybe the tumor, and we can maybe do chemo and radiation, but you need your pancreas. There's just no other substitute. Just like you need a liver, just like you need kidneys. So it's tricky. You know, with lungs, you could remove a lobe of the lung. With kidneys, you could remove one of the kidneys, still have the other. With liver, you could remove a lobe of the liver, part of the liver. With pancreas, it's small organ. Now, type 2 diabetes is a little different. Type 2 diabetes is where something's pushing against the door. And that key is like, I can't get the door to move. Something's pushing against the door. It could be fat, could be insulin resistance, and it could also be less insulin. So with type 2 diabetes, we try to decrease sugar coming down the pike, which, you know, eat less, especially eat less sweets, drink less. We have you exercise because exercise lubricates that insulin key and gets that key working well. And then we also try to reduce that resistance by medications and losing weight, remove the fat. This would not help with that, though. This drug is more for waking up the or helping protect the pancreas. So this is pretty cool stuff. It's could be very, very huge. I'm excited about it. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is going to be this push to legalize marijuana federally. And I told you, I supported the legalization of it so we could study it, not so it could be sold to kids, not so it could be a gateway drug, not so it could stink up the city and make people less willing to work, but, which is another issue with our labor shortage, you know, dude, I'm fine. We're good. Don't have to show up. You know how many people have called me saying they hired somebody at the interview, they look so spunky, and then they miss their first day, and when they came in, they were late, and the next day they were like, oh, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. Did they get high? I don't know. But we need to study it because there's some medical applications, and right now the popularity is to get this legalized in all states and not just the 39 states where it's accessible in. Now we're being told that some states saw a parallel with alcohol use. Researchers looked at data for 4.2 million people in 50 states, ranging from 2010 until 2009. And they found that the recreational legalization of pot was associated with significant increases in alcohol use that increased in magnitude over time, especially in those 18 to 24. Now, when they say marijuana is a gateway drug and people say, no, it's not, it doesn't make people go and use other drugs or smoke or whatever, I say it does. We have seen that those that start with marijuana very easily make the switch to cigarettes. Those that use marijuana can very easily use other drugs. They don't always, but they can. And alcohol use. And they say alcohol consumption among men is more responsive to cannabis liberalization policies than among women. And these are researchers from University of Pittsburgh and William Patterson University in Jersey. 19 states have marijuana legalized. 39 states have passed laws permitting it for medicinal purposes. And many people say, look, you know, we have alcohol. Alcohol is legal. And people are drunk driving and there's domestic abuse and there's, you know, and so marijuana has been linked with fewer incidences of that. So why not? But the thing is also we don't, you know, the data is coming. I really do believe that we are going to get more and more data on car accidents and on workplace accidents and fertility and heart attacks and other medical issues. Marijuana is not in and of itself completely benign. There could be medical applications, which is why I want it legalized so we could study it. And I want our police freed from, you know, the having to do arrests based on that. And I also want there to be pain management studies for people who can't get a hold of pain medications anymore because of the restrictive, you know, rules. But we know that people who smoke it every day, their lungs could look even worse than one who smokes cigarettes. 1-877-FDLE.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had a question on pronouns and asked if I could review them. I'm no expert on what all the new pronouns are, but there's multiple guides that are out there now, and I think there's been multiple neutral gendered pronouns that are starting to confuse some individuals, and they don't know if they should use Z or V or XE. And so there's some guidance that has come out now from the National Education Association, and it's the largest teachers union. So they have offered members their guide on how to use pronouns. And I don't have the actual graphic, but they are using the Z-E-Z-I-R for the, for not misgendering somebody. So rather than the she, her, hers, their, or he, him, his, those pronouns are attached to a particular gender, the guide says. They said, we likely all grew up assuming we knew someone's pronouns just by looking at them or knowing their gender. But that isn't the case, they say. In an effort to be more affirming of all, it is important to get out the habit of assuming pronouns. So the graphic shows that rather than using he, she, they, you use z, zim, zer, zers, zer self. They say it's pronounced similarly to they and them. So they, them, zer. So sticking a Z in front of it maybe prevents the misgendering of using he or she. One of you months ago had said that somebody thought that you were misgendering on purpose because you corrected a plural with a singular. And we've brought this up on the show before. You would get in big, big trouble if you were working on an English assignment and Johnny walked into the store, he bought a ball. If you said they bought a ball, you just mix singular and plural. And we have been, for the time being, just said they. And in fact, I've even changed some of the articles when, you know, we discuss, because the they was used in the interim. Originally, somebody used it at a DMV, and there was a huge, huge backlash because they didn't know what to use instead of he or she, and the person obviously got extremely insulted because they used the term it. So then we started to use they because we figured it would be less societally improper to use they, so we didn't misgender, as opposed to using a plural. The problem is the reason why we aren't still using they is when people learn English, like, I don't know if you've ever taken Spanish, but in Spanish, when you conjugate your verbs, one, you have to understand feminine and masculine, because in Spanish and a lot of the Romance languages, there's feminine and masculine, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with those languages. But the other thing is you need to conjugate plural versus singular. So when you, let's say, she received, so ella recibía, or recibía, and then they received, recibieron, or recibieron, they received. So you have to conjugate. So the plural is important. You cannot get away, you can't avoid gender misgendering by just making it plural and just using they. And so that's why we have the V's, the X's, and the Z's. So I don't, one of you asked what the difference is between Z-E versus XE versus VE, and I have to double check that because I think the pronouns might be different based on how you identify, but for now they're being used pretty similarly. And it is, it's a big adjustment. There's a lot of one of you had written, spoke about this, how things are just moving a little too fast. And people are going to mess up and not catch up. And it is. I think the boomers and the Xers are having a harder time adjusting than the millennials and the Gen Zs. The Gen Zs have it down. They're good. You know, the millennials, they got this because, you know, they weren't ingrained. But for those of us who were smacked on the hands in school with rulers, and it was ingrained, we do things a certain way, with our vernacular and our grammar, it is hard to teach an old dog new tricks. So you are seeing some older individuals. Not that they're racist. It's not that they're homophobic. It's not that they're, many people support the LGBTQ community. It's just they also don't want to say the wrong thing. And that's another thing, too. You know, I noticed with the millennials and the Gen Zs, they'll be like, okay, what do we say now? We could say this. Okay, great. Good. Many individuals feel like that if you ask that, it could be looked upon as you being bigoted. So you should just know. And if they don't know, they try to err on the side of caution. So we are still going to see people say they, just to play it safe, but Z and Zer and Zimself, it's taken me a while. Z, Zim, Zer, Zer, Zerself. Zer is kind of hard for some of us with lisps. So, but it'll come. Do you guys remember, was it Saturday Night Live? Here Comes Pat. And they had a sitcom. I don't know if it was a sitcom or a segment. And it would be recurring where there was somebody named Pat. And people didn't know in Saturday Night Live, in the segment or the whatever, the I don't even know what to call it. They didn't know if Pat was a boy or girl. And so they would try to get Pat to answer some questions. And at the end of the spoof, you still didn't know if Pat was a boy or girl. And, you're looking at this going, why are they struggling? And it was stressful. Where they're struggling to figure out if Pat is a boy or girl. And one thing that this is going to do, though, is simplify a lot of that. You know, we've been assuming that if there's a girl, she's a girl, she's heterosexual, she wants to find a man to marry. All of those assumptions are old school. If you see a girl, one, you don't know if she's cis girl or trans girl. Two, you don't know if she's homosexual or heterosexual. Three, you don't know if she wants to get married. You don't know if she's intersex. You don't know if she even wants to be identified as a girl. So all these premonitions and are now going by the wayside. And having family, members who are in the LGBTQ community, that was hard for them to, originally, hide it or not, go, okay, well, everybody thinks I'm this, everybody thinks I'm this. So I do see how this progress to make a world that is less defining. I couldn't stand it that people thought me as a girl, I wanted to play with Barbies. When I got a toy, it would be girl toys. I wanted to play with the toys my brothers played with. I'm a girl, I'm a cis girl, I'm heterosexual, but, don't be giving me a Barbie. So those things are going to change and change for the better, but there is going to be a lot of confusion. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.